Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Welcome to the Friday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack, and hey, after all, it is Friday, right?
Start spreading the news.
Oh, that, of course, means Schomburg Stu is here. How are you, Stu?
Hey, enjoying the pleasant weather right now, at least. Far cry from what it was a couple days ago.
Yeah. So, hey, if you'd like to call into the podcast, talk to Stu or I, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs pop up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so look for something showing up there sometime tomorrow morning. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, all you got to do is click that link, and that'll take you over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, sadly, we still don't have Stu on Twitter, but feel free to reach out to me at BurkeTime, and I'll pass any of the messages you have to go along to Stu. So there we go. All right, so I want to start off with the seedy side of sports now here, Stu, with the NFL. There are now a total of 12 lawsuits currently against Deshaun Watson. What I'm interested in is, do you think this will mess with his trade value at all?
You'd like to think that it would, but knowing his talent, and I would think that quite a few of the suitors are going to look the other way and saying, hey, he said, she said, right? So I'm not sure if that's going to really hurt his value or not. Are you with me, John? I lost you.
All right, well, that wasn't a very good start for me. I picked up my phone and I got cut off. I'm sorry. Did you answer my question while I was gone?
Yeah, I was thinking that it should affect his value, but knowing the NFL as I do, I think that maybe a few suitors will drop out, but there'll still be quite a few more who look the other way and saying, hey, he could be rehabilitated, or it's he said, she said, and all kind of excuses they're going to make, but that can't. Certainly has a lot that have cropped up in the last few days.
Yeah, you know, once the first couple got going, boy, it didn't stop. And apparently the attorney who's representing these women is a gentleman by the name of Tony Busby. Apparently he's actually spoken to 10 additional women. So this could really start to add up here. And I know when the first story broke, Watson got on his Instagram account and immediately denied it. But, you know, it's getting to the point now where there's just too many, isn't there?
You would think so. And the thing that always I question, though, is why did this come out in droves like this all at one time?
Well, you know, this kind of generally happens with these things. You know, you need that one person who's, I guess you'd say, brave enough to step forward, you know, and then there's somebody else going, oh, yes, this happened to me and this happened to me. And so, you know, I can kind of understand why now it's all coming out.
And I wonder what the NFL's position is going to be on this. Are they going to say they're going to wait till the evidence is presented before they make a decision?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, they don't have a lot of choice. You know, they are going to have to sit and wait because there's nothing, you know, there's just nothing they can do about it, you know, until it all plays out. Because, you know, for whatever it's worth, they can't take all the, you know, even though there are a lot of them now, they can't take their word because, to be fair, they all could just be coming up with a story to try to get a payday out of Watson.
Yeah, of course. That money sometimes cures all, even in a situation like this. If there's some undisclosed monetary settlement in which he doesn't admit any kind of guilt whatsoever, will it go away?
You know, it would go away, but he could still face suspension from the NFL.
Right, and that's the thing I was thinking about. The NFL supposedly treats these things very seriously, especially in today's politically correct economy that we live in right now, justifiably so. I mean, if he's guilty of even a portion of these infractions, he should face some kind of suspension, it would seem to me.
Yeah. And the league has said, you know, the quote they had was, the matter is under review. Obviously, you know, they have a personal conduct policy. So, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out. But, you know, there's just kind of nothing, you know, nothing they can do now. I do wonder if, you know, and I know the Texans have said they're not going to trade him, but if they did decide to move him, I wonder if this knocks a little value down. I mean, you know, there was a lot of talk that he had an opportunity to, you know, bring them back a haul. You know, now if you've got a quarterback that's going to be suspended, would it be that much? You know, or would you going to have to knock off a couple draft picks?
Yeah, certainly it's not going to help the Houston if they really did consider trading him. And I don't think they would get quite as much as they would have expected to get before this story came out. So that certainly is not going to help them. They're not going to get the haul. They might get a haul, but it won't be as much as they thought they would get in the first place, should a deal be consummated.
Yeah, and, you know, the interesting thing now is I believe just about every team has settled on a quarterback. So I would be kind of surprised now if there was any kind of deal, you know, that moves along. And, you know, earlier this week, the Texans did sign Tyrod Taylor in case Watson does decide to hold out, or in this case now is suspended. So they will have something to, you know, to cover the back. And I also saw a report that they are working on a deal with the Bengals for Ryan, I believe it's Finley. So,
yeah, that it might be a no-go now. It might be no trade whatsoever. He may stay with Houston. Unless he's suspended, of course, and that's another issue altogether. And this is not going to go well for him, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, the tough thing with this is, I mean, we could be talking of quite a large suspension. I mean, with all the accusations, you know, be it 12 or if those other 10 women get in on this and we get to 22, that's a big, big number of women that he would have done some kind of sexual abuse to. Now, again, he's not charged with anything criminal. These are all just civil lawsuits. So, these can always be questionable, but I believe in a civil lawsuit, the burden of proof isn't as difficult. It's not as difficult to prove. This could be something that he's going to have to deal with.
Yeah, and there has to be something to this story. I mean, if we're talking 20 different women, and even if some of these were consensual, It's very, very questionable whether or not these things doesn't have some kind of justification regarding their impending suits.
Yeah, and, you know, like, originally, you know, I could see three women who maybe they had massaged Deshaun Watson getting together and coming up with a story to try to get a payday. But now that we're at 12 and the number may grow even higher, boy, it's harder and harder for me to believe that nothing happened.
No, quite correct. And could this be a career ender for him?
You know, I don't think so. I mean, we're talking about a guy who's only 25, I believe. So it wouldn't be something that I think would end his career. It would just put a really big stain on it, depending, of course, on how many of these could be or would be true.
Yeah, and certainly he would have to be suspended at least one season if these things are proven to be true.
Yeah, you would think a season or at least a half a season. I can't see it being less than 8 games.
Yeah, and I could see a full season actually be, because this is very serious. We're talking 20 different people, 20 different women have come forward and making these claims. Not a good situation.
So yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, you know, it's a bad situation for him. I mean, even no matter how it plays out, you know, it's always going to be that thing where it's like, hey, you know, this don't, you know, remember when this happened?
Yeah, this is not really, with the amount of talent this guy has, that there's a character flaw somewhere if even half of these stories prove to be true.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's the difficult part is, you know, hopefully we will actually find out what's true and what's not true. But unfortunately, I got a feeling that there'll probably just be settlements with non-disclosure agreements and we'll never know what's going on.
You know, we hope that we can really find out the true story, but if they want to settle with some remunerative value instead of having the actual facts come out, well, that's their choice. But it sounds like at least one or some of these women are going to not be satisfied with just maybe money. They want justice to be served. They want this kind of action to be eliminated. And it's unfortunate when you think about it, because some ball players, no matter what form we're talking about, think that they're above the law.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, that does happen. You know, just one of those bad situations. And, you know, I mean, I just find the number at this point to be ridiculous.
Have you ever, you know, in all the years covering sports, that even have this number of people involved with a potential of causing all this damage to him, to over 20 people. That's staggering. I just don't see, I don't ever remember that many before being involved with this.
Yeah, I can't honestly remember this big of number with anything. So, you know, I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, he's affected this many people.
Yeah, in all the years, I can't remember these many people being involved with a potential over 20 people involved with this thing. And you have to ask yourself another question. If there's that many people that want to come forward, how many more are there that don't want to talk about it, don't want to discuss it?
So, yeah, you know, you do wonder if maybe there's, you know, even more. I mean, it does seem like they've you know, cleared out the number, you know, I mean, that's a big, big number. So you would hope or think or kind of pray that that's it. But man, you got to kind of wonder.
Yeah, and if all the potential teams that were interested in acquiring the services back off, what does Houston do? Do they suspend them? Do they do their own suspension? They could do that too, couldn't they? Even if the NFL says, oh, it's a slap in the wrist type thing, I don't see it happening. They themselves would have to step up and do something about it.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, that would be a possibility. You know, Houston could say, hey, we're going to suspend him. And, you know, it just, of course, depends on how it works out. So, you know, we'll have to wait and see.
This is really snowballed very quickly, it seems to. It just cropped up a couple of weeks ago, but the amount involved is absolutely staggering. I've never seen it skyrocket this high this quickly.
Yeah, the number is what's really just shocking. So, you know, just crazy.
And the thing is, this guy has so much money, and I'm sure he can get any woman he really wants. I mean, I'm sure there will be a lot interested in having a relationship with him without him resorting to these kind of things that they allege that he has done.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, you know, or at least you would hope so. No.
I wonder if there's going to be. You think there'll be a quick resolution to this? You think it's going to be dragged on for months and months before the public has forgotten about it and a settlement has been reached with all these women?
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is they'll never forget about it because it's, you know, the lead story on all the, you know, the Mickey Mouse Sports Centers. You know, they bring this up immediately, so it's not going anywhere.
No, and I always say that according to we're a very forgiving nation. We always seem to forgive these athletes for their indiscretions, but this is something else. I mean, it's hard to forgive if even half of these stories are true.
Yeah, and you know, again, we'll have to see how it plays out and what the NFL decides to do. But yeah, you've got to think. I mean, one way or the other, he's got to get some kind of suspension. So
you would think so, and I really hope there's going to be a speedy resolution about this.
Yeah, I doubt it. But
yeah, I know. You don't think the public's going to forget about it 2 months down the road? And there's a small blurb in the newspaper that there's been a non-disclosure agreement and a financial remuneration for the 22 women that have filed suits against Mr. Watson.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not gonna go away like that. Not anymore. Maybe years ago, you know, it would have been something that would have flew under the radar, but now it doesn't. That doesn't happen. So.
No, not anymore. Those days are gone. So I would like to see something resolved, though, in one way or the other, and as expeditiously as possible. I don't want to have this thing drag out until the exhibition season starts in football before some kind of a decision has been reached.
So yeah, you gotta wonder, but we'll see how it goes or how it works out. I just, you know, either no matter which way it goes, it's just definitely not a good look for Deshaun Watson.
For sure, that is absolutely for sure, and it's a shame that as I mentioned before. I mean, there are enormous amount of women that would be happy to go out with him and have a relationship without him resorting to all these other things that he's accused of doing.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we just got to kind of hope that, you know, he can recover and they can recover and, you know, everything can get on as it is.
But that certainly has a major story, and I hope it doesn't have too much of an impact on the NCAA tournament that's going on right now.
You know, that always has its own little spot, so, you know.
Well, I'm sure we'd be discussing it later, but it's good to see two local teams advancing in their first game.
Yeah, you know, I didn't know if Loyola had won yet. I knew Illinois had won big.
They won easily, and Loyola just won by, I think it was 11 points, 10, 11 points. So Georgia Tech was not a bad team they played, and so that's a nice victory for them.
Yeah, no, there were quite a few people who were picking Georgia Tech to actually win that game. So that's a good win. I mean, you know, unfortunately, they got a bad draw, and I think it was kind of a setup because now they got to play Illinois. So,
yeah, I don't like their chances against Illinois.
No.
In fact, Illinois might be, what are they, ranked number two in the nation now, or has that changed recently?
Well, they were number two, you know, coming into the tournament. So,
well, their easy win against a not a bad team that they beat in the first round, but I didn't think they would dominate as aggressively as they did.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think they won by almost 30 points, right?
Yeah, that was a shocker. I did not think it would be that one-sided.
So, but, you know, I mean, unfortunately, that happens, you know, when you get the 1-16s, you know, unfortunately, one of the other Big Ten teams wasn't as lucky as Ohio State, which was a 2 seed, actually got knocked out by the 15 seed Oral Roberts in overtime. So that definitely what you would call a bracket buster. You know I had Ohio State moving along in the tournament. I can't remember if I had them going to like the Elite Eight or maybe even into the Final Four.
Well,
so
you're not
you
alone
know,
in that prediction. A lot of the experts had them going a long way in the tournament, and the team they beat wasn't that much over 500. They lost, I think, 10 games this season, maybe two or three games over the 500 mark. So that was a shocking upset.
Yeah, you know, and I don't know. I haven't seen, like, all the other scores and the other stuff that goes with it. So I don't know if there were any other, like, big upsets like that. I think, you know, that may go down as the biggest upset of the tournament.
At least so far. Of course, when Gonzaga loses their game, then you could say that's an even bigger upset.
And, you know, I know, you know, Baylor won big. I'm trying to think who else. Texas Tech won. I'm trying to remember if they were the lower seed in that game. But I don't think they were. I don't believe they were. So Oregon is going to upset Tennessee if they can hold on. They got a 15-point lead with about 5 minutes left. So that would be an upset there.
Yeah, but I don't think it's the same magnitude as the Ohio State upset.
No, not even close. But, you know, it's still an upset, you know, which is what the tournament is known for.
Right, and it'll be interesting if Gonzaga can beat the curse, the so-called Indiana curse, right? And go through undefeated and win the title.
Yeah, it's, you know,
oh, it's going to be a challenge. I don't know if they can do it. You know, it's difficult to go undefeated now in college basketball, but we'll see.
Yeah, my gut feeling is that they don't do it, but they're an awfully talented team.
Yeah, you know, they definitely, you know, they've been good for a very long time. You know, we'll just have to see if they can, you know, get through the tournament safely. And, you know, and again, I don't think it's going to be easy. You know, when you're number one coming in, you know, you get everybody's best game. So.
Yeah, they've been good for a long time now. They've been a solid team for many years.
Really, they've really had a, you know, been on a roll, but I think they've only managed to make the finals one time. So
yeah.
It will be interesting, you know, to see,
you know, how they do
as things move along. And, you know, their conference isn't exactly what you would call tough. You know, they have a couple good teams.
No, but they certainly haven't really met all that much in the way of stern opposition. Hey, I wonder if Bing Crosby played for their basketball team when he went there.
You know, we have another, you know, there's one more Big Ten team playing tonight. You know, Purdue plays. They play North Texas State. You know, Purdue kind of the forgotten team in that conference. They had a really good year, but, you know, Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, and Iowa were so good, everybody kind of forgot about Purdue.
Yeah, they're a solid team, and as you pointed out, Iowa also was very talented, a very talented team this year.
Yeah, it was a really good year in the Big Ten, and that's what makes that Ohio State loss even more shocking, you know, was just how tough the Big Ten was, and they got through there, but, you know, just they couldn't seal the deal today, and you know, they ended up only losing by three, and I saw the end of the game. They had two really good looks at three-pointers, and neither guy could hit it. So,
yeah, that is a really, so far, the upset of the tournament so far, but as the days and games go along, I'm sure there'll be some other ones.
Yeah.
And you know how it is with this. They always pop up. You know, you get the weird, you know, the team has a bad day and, you know, they just, you know, don't shoot well. And, you know, that's all, you know, and it's unlike, you know, a, you know, regular,
you know, series.
It's just one game. You have one bad game and you're bye-bye.
That's it, yeah. And then it's pretty hard to go through that many games and play up to your standards every time you get out in the court.
Oh yeah, and, you know, you just
gotta hope that it doesn't happen to you, or you know, you squeak by. You know, I believe one of the higher seeded teams squeaked by earlier today. They had a tight game. It might have been Florida. They were a 7th seed. They beat the 10th seed Virginia Tech by 5 points. You know, but I know that was a really tight game and things were rolling along. So, we'll, you know, it's one of those things.
Yeah, like I think that's a good point you mentioned about Purdue, though. I think they're underrated. I think they're only a 4th seed also, and they're in the South, and did they wind up playing Villanova next? I'm not sure, but I can't remember what all the games are.
Yeah, you know, I believe Purdue plays tonight. I just, you know, with so many games, I can't keep them straight. I came home and couldn't find the Illinois game. You know, I looked and looked, and by the time I finally found the channel it was on, it was over.
What channel was it on?
They were
on TBS, one of the two.
Yeah, I know that the Loyola game was on TBS.
So yeah, it just, you know, the jumping around, it's kind of like, where's this game at? So
you know, people should be considering themselves very fortunate now, because years ago, not every game was televised like it is now. Yeah, I do a little bit of searching to find it sometimes on some of the channels that don't normally carry basketball, but every game is there. And it was just years ago, it wasn't like that. Just teams in your area and maybe the Midwest games and some of the other games you wouldn't get a chance to see until it got to the Sweet 16.
Yeah, it's definitely
different now than it used to be. You know, I mean, not anywhere, you know, anywhere close to where you're looking, you know, or you're trying to catch the sports on the news to find out if your team won.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, as I said, you got to do a little searching sometimes. One of those court TV channels sometimes will broadcast a game, or the Travel Channel or some other channels that don't normally carry basketball will carry a bracketed game. So you got to do a search. But that's easily done, and you can find the team you're interested in playing ball.
Yeah, I mean, now it's not a problem at all. You know, I mean, they're all over, so.
And it's fun to watch the tournament. I mean, at least they attempt defense in the games, and it's not all three-point shooting, and unlike what's going on in the NBA.
Yeah. Oh God. You know how I get about the NBA. I mean, it's just freaking ridiculous with the garbage that league has turned into. I understand why their ratings stink. I there's no reason to watch it.
Yeah. Despite the fact that the ratings are so bad, it doesn't prevent some of these outlets, cable outlets, were signing a deal with them for megabucks anyway.
Well, you know,
unfortunately, the good old Mickey Mouse Network signed that deal before the ratings tanked. You know, when they signed that deal, the ratings were high and everything was good. So they jumped in and they gave them all that money, and after that, everything just bombed.
So they're going to do everything in their power to make sure that the top teams make it into the playoffs, deep into the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, I mean, they keep trying. You know, I mean, obviously they had the Lakers last year and it didn't help. You know, the ratings were some of the worst of all time, with, you know, LeBron in the finals. You know, probably going back to the days when the games were on tape delay. So
yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. And when you mentioned tape delay, that reminds me, I don't know, when Loyola won the championship, I may have told you this, when they won the championship, the game was not broadcast live in Chicago. It was on a tape delay. When they beat Cincinnati in overtime, I forgot what year it was, the game was actually not seen live here. If you can imagine something happening nowadays, it's inconceivable.
Yeah, you know, it's
kind of interesting how, you know, it all kind of, you know, kind of ends up working. You just, it's one of those odd circumstances, you know, where that's how it used to be. I mean, there just weren't enough channels to get the games on, you know, and if they didn't think it was going to get ratings, they didn't put it on.
No, and... Yeah, that I still remember calling in. We couldn't wait any longer. We had to wind up calling some of the 976 numbers to get the final result of the game before we could actually see it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that was like, you know, the NBA finals. You know, you would get the, you know, they were showing them after the 10 o'clock news. So, you know, when they would do the news, you know, it would be the old, well, if you don't want to know what happened, you know, and then they would give the score.
and there's a huge difference when you're watching a game on a tape delay like that. I mean, you know the game has been decided, but it's years ago, by the way, if you remember, they used to do the same. They used to have some of the Bear exhibition games on a tape delay basis.
Some ways they still do. You know, there are times that WCIU would show the game the next day.
Oh, an encore broadcast, but of course, that's something else. I mean, some of the stations even now will show the blackouts, and they'll show the blackout game that they played the previous night. They'll show the game in the afternoon, the following afternoon also. Did it with the Cub games too. I guess they just don't have enough content to go around, so they have to show these encore broadcasts on occasion.
And a lot of it is like, you know, they were reshowing the Blackhawks game earlier. You know, a lot of it is the channels just don't have that much to show.
No, they run out of content, and there's a lot of, I'm wondering, if, you know, we're talking about that, I wonder if Marquee is profitable, because I'm sure they rely a lot on their advertising, and how much advertising can they get when they keep showing the same shows over and over and over again? Like the Bears, they've been showing the Bears, a two-hour documentary on the Bears winning the Super Bowl. And they must have shown that a dozen times already.
Yeah, I always check whatever.
That Cub countdown they're showing for the billionth time.
Yeah, and the same thing about the highlights of the Cubs and the Cardinals, or the Cubs and the White Sox, or the best catchers of all time. They've shown that multiple times. So when they show alternate programming live, they don't really show too much. They've like women's basketball or maybe volleyball or Ironman contest. I mean, I don't think they get too much viewership on some of those alternative broadcasting they show either.
No, and, you know, they do have some lower-tier men's college basketball. Some of the smaller conference games are on there. So,
but you
do wonder, you know, how will they, you know, how they're doing. I'm sure obviously once baseball season gets rolling, they'll be able to, you know, pick up the ratings, because you'll have to tune in there to get your Cub games. And,
you may have
come across the reason why the Cubs were dumping salary and not signing any big money guys. You know, they may have taken it on the chin last year financially with only 60 games and no fans.
I'm sure that could have been a factor, yeah. By the way, you were talking about basketball earlier. Is there going to be an NIT tournament this year?
Yeah, that's in place
tonight.
So they are going to have it. They are going to have an NIT tournament. I thought maybe they would be canceled because of the COVID.
All their games are going to be played in Texas, I believe. I thought I saw that it started tonight. Let me see if I can bing the schedule here or something really quickly, if my computer will cooperate. They limited their number of teams. You know, they cut it down to, I think, 16. It's generally 32.
Right, that's right.
A
small but select group.
Yeah. 16 teams, with all the games being played in Dallas-Fort Worth.
And are there some small college teams in that tournament?
I'm trying to get the bracket to come up for me now. So let's see who's in and who's out. And all right, we have Colorado State, Buffalo, Davidson, NC State, Boise State, SMU, Memphis, and Dayton are on one side of the bracket. The other side has St. Louis, Mississippi State, Richmond, and Toledo. Richmond has already won that game, so they advanced. St. Mary's in Western Kentucky. That game was played earlier. Western Kentucky won that game. The final bracket is Old Miss and Louisiana Tech. And what else do we have? Boise State advanced, and so did NC State. So those were the 16, and now they're down to 12 already.
this will be over very quickly, won't it?
The NIT tournament this year. Colorado plays Buffalo tonight, and Ole Miss plays Louisiana Tech. So,
are those games televised too?
Yeah. All the games are on the Mickey Mouse Network, mostly the number 2 channel, but they're also on the main Mickey Mouse Network as well.
Yeah, I don't anticipate them getting much in the way of ratings for those games.
No, you got to be a real college basketball fan to chase down an NIT game. I did come across one of the games. I didn't watch. I just kind of moved along on my way. But I did see one of the games was on. It was yesterday or the day before while I was flipping channels. So...
yeah, I know there's a lot of college basketball junkies out there, but I'm not one of them, so I doubt if I'll be tuning into any of those games.
No, again, if I stumble by one, I may stop to see what the score is, but I'm not. I don't sit there and watch the games. That's just not – I'm not a big time – I like college basketball better than I like college football, but that's not saying a whole lot.
I'm sure there's a lot of financial action, though, on both tournaments.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, the NCAA tournament is one of the, one of, if not the most bet, weekend in sports, in sports.
Yeah. Now, doesn't Las Vegas offer some kind of an astronomical amount of money if you have a perfect bracket, everything, winning every bracket?
Yeah.
If you can hit a perfect bracket, I want to say it's $1 million or $10 million. It's an astronomical number. And I know there have been people who have managed to get close, but I don't think anybody's ever done it.
No, that would be something if someone could wind up winning it all. And I wonder what the odds against that happening are. It's a virtual impossibility. There's going to be an upset or two along the way.
Oh, yeah.
The weird part is like it's generally the people who don't really follow college basketball and they just filled out a bracket and were like, oh, okay, yeah, I like that team. Or I like that name. I'm going to pick this team. And, they end up going a long way and they end up doing the best.
Yeah, the knowledgeable sports fan who knows a lot about college basketball, making logical choices winds up being eliminated very quickly, I'm sure.
Yeah.
If you think about it, the logical choice obviously was to take Ohio State, and look where that got you.
Yeah. Well, you among many have lost that one.
Yeah.
That's only one loss, though. You'll get the rest all. You'll win the rest of them.
Yeah, I don't know
about that. I always do the two brackets a year. This year I did do a third. I helped Dan with his office pool. So, it's just one of those things where I'm like, hey, okay, let's see how it goes. But, yeah, I don't.
I wouldn't knock yourself out for missing on the Ohio State game because I'm sure they were an overwhelming favorite to win.
Yeah,
like you said, there were a bazillion people, I'm sure, who had them. I'm sure there were a few brackets here or there that had Oral Roberts, because there always is. But, those are the same people who probably had Drexel beating Illinois. So,
yeah. How'd that work out for them? But, yeah, it was interesting. Yeah. I think a lot of experts had Ohio State as a sleeper and predicted them to go really far into the tournament, too.
Yeah.
I know a couple people I know that I follow on Twitter had them going all the way to the Final Four. So, obviously, that's going to take a big chunk out of their bracket.
Yeah, that's a really an optimistic choice. I don't think maybe the top eight, maybe possibly an outside, but certainly I don't think too many people would have picked them to go into the Final Four.
Yeah, you know, I think that's
where I had them losing was the, you know, the Elite Eight, as they call it.
Right, the Elite Eight. And, well, they're done now. And I'm sure they're not too happy about it, the coach and the alumni and everybody else. Because as you well know, as you advance further into the tournament and win, there's more money into the school coffers.
Oh, yeah.
That's
always
a big, you know, a big plus. And, and I know they have a limited number of fans allowed, but, you know, not too many.
They had some fans in attendance for the Loyola game, too, But it's funny. One section was completely filled and one section was empty, so I'm not sure how they arranged the seating for those games.
Yeah, apparently what they did was families got together the setup, and then they allowed a certain number of just, like, fans in.
And, of course, I would assume that masks were mandatory.
Yeah, that I don't know. I would like to think so. We know how that goes. So.
Yeah, it seems like every other day I see an article in the paper about somebody who goes into a store without a mask and kind of challenges the authorities and saying, you're not going to arrest me for this, are you? And they wind up getting arrested.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's always going to be people like that. It's the same people who won't get the shot because they believe they're implanting something in you to track you.
Yeah. Well, I hope that, as I mentioned, I got my first shot, getting my second one in April. I hope that Big Brother's not watching me and find out what I'm doing right now.
Just how it goes, right?
Maybe they're keeping track of how many glasses of Pepsi I have a day, or how many Apple turnovers I have.
Yeah, you gotta be careful with that.
That's right, exactly right. Did I lose you, Jen?